Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, February 14th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Republican lawmakers want state agencies to cut spending and a new anti-opioid campaign. A package of NFL tax breaks has new life at the Capitol in a bill filed by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Tickets for the Super Bowl in Minneapolis next year are already exempt from sales taxes. The new measure includes tickets to the NFL Experience, an NFL player's tailgate party and other events, as well as preparatory visits by league officials. Parking for league officials is also included. Democrat Tom Bach, the Senate Minority Leader, is one of the bill's authors.
So what this does is pick up some of the events that are pre-Super Bowl, not actually a game day experience. And the appropriation in there actually makes it that much easier for us because it actually takes the money out of the operating reserve of the Sports Commission.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says he understands the event is probably profitable without the tax breaks, but he says they're still necessary.
I don't disagree that the NFL makes a ton of money, but they choose where the Super Bowl is, and if that's one of the requirements that was needed for that to come to Minnesota, then that's a small request for us to honor for the Super Bowl to be here. I think it's going to be really great for Minnesota.
House and Senate Republicans are taking a hard look at state agencies as possible targets for spending cuts. Despite a $1.4 billion budget surplus, Republican lawmakers are searching for money to pay for a long list of tax cuts they want to pass this session. Tim Pugmire has more.
Even before the session began, two key Republican lawmakers told state agency heads to start thinking about budget cuts. House State Government Finance Chair Sarah Anderson of Plymouth and Senate State Government Finance and Policy and Elections Chair Mary Kiffmeyer of Big Lake sent a letter asking commissioners to identify a, quote, 0 to 10% downward adjustment. Kiffmeyer said the goal is to set funding priorities.
We want to make sure that when we're funding them for things that are necessary, that we fund, first of all, the most important duties of their office. And so no matter which agency or which entity, that we want to focus on those basics, making sure that we take care of those, and we want to hear from them. Not just what we think, but we want to hear from them.
The financing of government operations, including employee salaries and benefits, represents a relatively small slice of the state budget. It's just over 3% of general fund spending. Other committees deal with the bigger pieces, including school funding, health care, and human services safety net programs. Still, Representative Anderson said the requested operational budget exercise for commissioners is similar to what families and businesses do all the time. She said the discussion of potential reductions does not necessarily mean that cuts are coming.
I think it's odd that really on a state government level, all we do is looking at the increases in new programs and we never evaluate, well, do we still need the things that we've done in the past? Or has that, you know, expended its usefulness? So this is just a better way for us to get a better handle on how we're delivering goods and services to citizens, and hopefully we can get a better product out of the deal.
The head of one of the large state employee unions sees Anderson's evaluation plan as a threat, not a harmless exercise.
This is just another version of cut government until you can fit it in the bathtub and then drown it.
Elliot Side, executive director of AFSCME Council 5, said a 10% reduction in state agency operating budgets would translate into 3,500 employee layoffs. Side said Minnesota's government workforce is already one of the leanest in the nation.
This just seems to be an arbitrary and capricious number, just to cut government. It has nothing to do with delivering good services.
DFL Governor Mark Dayton's two-year budget proposal has operating increases based on individual agency needs, not an across-the-board increase. Minnesota Management and Budget Commissioner Myron Franz said salary costs, for example, can vary sharply among agencies, depending on the number of older, higher-paid employees. He said the proposed operating budget increases range from less than 1% to about 3%. In his written response to the two committee chairs, Franz chose not to detail a 10% cut for his own department. He instead recommended adoption of the governor's budget.
If anyone thinks that we can reduce government spending, that's fine. They need to step forward and tell us exactly what programs, what services they don't think Minnesotans need anymore, because that is the crux of the matter. And if they want to do that, that's certainly their prerogative. But just to give a blanket 10% is really not, I don't think, doing their job. They need to specify what do they want us to cut and where.
Other agency heads are taking a similar approach. Dr. Ed Ellinger is commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Health.
Obviously, one of our biggest expenses is personnel. But I always question, what's the purpose of a cut? Are we investing too much in public health? Are we doing things that really shouldn't be done, or are we not doing things appropriately? I would like to know the premise behind the request before I can really respond.
Ellinger and other commissioners will be making the case for budget increases in the coming weeks as they appear before House and Senate committees. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
A hard-hitting ad that Minnesota TV viewers and moviegoers could see soon aims to heighten awareness of painkiller overdoses. The Dose of Reality campaign, spearheaded by Attorney General Lori Swanson, is directed at family and friends of potential opioid abusers rather than the addicts themselves. Brian Baxt has the story.
Mike, wake up. Michael, get up. Honey, get up. Mike, baby, wake up.
Attorney General Swanson says the commercials are intentionally tough because prescription opioid addiction is a growing public health threat that increasingly leads to death.
It's an ad that is intended to be jarring. It's an ad that is intended to get people's attention to this really significant problem.
The Democratic Attorney General is borrowing the awareness campaign from Wisconsin. It highlights the risk of painkillers, describes where people can take them for disposal, and makes recommendations about how to stop the drugs from falling into the wrong hands. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a Republican, says overdoses have overtaken car crashes and falls for accidental deaths in his state. He says since the campaign launched there, Wisconsin's drug take-back program is now second in the nation in volume, behind only Texas. In four organized collections, Schimmel says more than 207,000 pounds of unused medication has come in.
None of us would leave a loaded handgun sitting on the counter of our home with teenagers coming in and out of the house. But how many people think about what's in their medicine cabinet? And what's in their medicine cabinet is killing far more people than guns.
Anoka County Attorney Tony Palumbo says there were 35 fatal opioid overdoses in his county last year in 100 incidents authorities responded to. An overdose claimed the life of one of Palumbo's relatives.
This is directed at the people around addicts. This is not directed at addicts. It's the people around them. And that's who can help stop the deaths that are going forward.
Republican State Representative Dave Baker of Willmar lost his son to an overdose.
We need to do these kind of public awareness messages because we are done. We are done. I hate seeing more families like ours suffer.
The first ever opioid awareness day at the Capitol is set for next Tuesday. Advocates will lay out a comprehensive plan for combating the problem. It includes increased prescription drug monitoring, added education for doctors, and requirements on pharmacies for taking back unused medication and better explaining the dangers of painkillers. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.